you would have somebody following you around just taking candid photos. So they're like photographing you the whole time.
And yelling obscene stuff. I want that.
Well, I mean, I think that you have to pay extra.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Murray was so irked this morning.
Uh-oh.
Peter,
starting off
from
with
home.
Cat talk, huh? Yeah. Starting
just it getting right it out off. Of the way. Just getting it right out of the way.
All right, hurry up. What is it? Why is he so irked?
Because Peter took a call from home today.
Okay.
And he was sitting in Murray's chair. Murray has a specific chair at the dining room table.
Uh-huh.
It's his chair. And so all he was doing is sitting across from Peter on the floor, just giving him death eyes while Peter's on this call. Like, are you about done with my chair? Wouldn't move. I kept trying to be like, come on, come down to the studio. Come down with mom. And he's like, no, I'm going to scare this guy
mom.
Down. Like, mother,
with
dear.
Mom.
Oh, mother.
Mother. I didn't think I'd have to hit it this early, but.
And we're getting a live news alert right now. Oh, hell no. Please, God, make it stop. No more. Please. Oh, please. Make it stop.
Okay, I made it stop. All right, there you go. Hey, I want to thank, I want to give some love out here. We got a new sponsor for the podcast. It's Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab. If you're not familiar with Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab, you need to become familiar with this place, all right? One for one, it's local.
Yes.
It's on 50th and Underwood. Right in the heart of Dundee. And it's fantastic. They're sponsoring the show. And if you want to, if you're in a doghouse with your mate, take them there. I guarantee you, you'll get out of the doghouse. Okay. I was just looking at their menu and I almost jumped in the car and ran over there. It's been, you know, I just love their food there. Their curry fries. I mean, you can attest to that. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. They have this thing. I don't know if you've had it yet, but they have this. It's called meat and potatoes, which is such a funny name.
Okay.
But it's the doner kebab meat served over the curry fries.
Oh, gosh.
It is perfection. Like,
is it
really? You do it together. Yeah, because I've had the doner kebabs and I have like, it's sort of like one of those things where you can get a sandwich, a salad, or a plate. So like you come in, you pick your protein. It's almost like a Chipotle, like where you go in and then you pick as you go. And I've done this before, but I always made it up myself.
Oh, you got it made it up. Okay. This is great.
But this now exists on the menu, this meat and potatoes. And it is
that's awesome.
So good.
Yeah,
because
I've
six different homemade sauces. It's so stinking good.
Yeah, because I've had all the other stuff. I haven't had that. I'll be honest with you, my favorite thing, and you can't get this anywhere, is those curry fries.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They're like crack. Seriously. Once you have them and they come and they serve them like in Europe. You probably love this because it can come with mayonnaise.
Absolutely. It reminds me of I'm in Europe. It reminds me of. And when Wylene and I shared some curry fries, I introduced her to the mayo as well. She had no idea, but that's how we grew up eating fries with mayo.
Right.
And also with currywurst as well. So. Thank you, Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab. They also cater people, by the way. Mm-hmm. They cater as well. You can reach out to them at 402-504-3223 or go online at eatafkdundee.com. Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab right there in the heart of Dundee on 620 North 50th Street. You got their shirt on. That's a sweet shirt. Look at that.
It's like a camo and then with like Hunter's orange. They come out with new ones. They come out with new t-shirts every summer.
Oh, do they really?
Oh, yeah. I've got like a mass collection of them. So I'll be wearing them every show for the coming month.
I'll just write in.
Why aren't you dressed up? Why are you wearing a t-shirt? I'm really like wearing an Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab t-shirt or sweatshirt.
You're right. And this is added. This is added bonus. They didn't say, "Hey, we'll sponsor the podcast, but Molly has to wear that shirt." This is just the love of this place. So
this is how much we love this place is that we already own swag.
Yeah. So make it a deal, okay? And if you're having any parties or anything like that, make sure you get them to cater the event. It makes it easy, and then you don't have to, you don't have to do it yourself. Because personally, right now, I'm just finishing up my own personal catering because there's a wedding going on.
How many people are you feeding? Bring us in. Bring us in.
35,
on this.
Something like that.
But it's special menu, right? Because it's mostly dietary stuff. So you really had to go the extra mile.
I had to go the extra mile on that. Real quick before I go into this, Amsterdam Falafel Kebab and Kebab, they do gluten-free. They do vegan, right?
Yes, and vegetarian.
And vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Okay, because gluten-free is bonus, as everybody knows.
Vegan mayonnaise. So what, like, for that? People out there, like, it's...
There's no egg in it?
Yeah, no, like, it's vegan mayonnaise.
Okay, I mean, all right.
They've got it, and it's good.
Okay. Yeah, because we have a bunch of allergies going on. It's mainly celiac and gluten, and because of the wedding, I can't risk Oliver, who's getting married, getting sick.
Oh, God. No, not the groom.
That would be God. The worst. I actually got a message. We got a message from him on Wednesday because he woke up not feeling good.
Uh-oh.
Like the flu, like he thought he had the flu. And we're like, tough it out, buddy.
You're like, no, you don't. He's like, I think
this ain't happening.
No, you don't. And you go into the bathroom and you look yourself in the mirror and you say to yourself, I'm not sick.
Yeah. So yeah, hopefully fake it till you make it, because this thing is going down today. All right, you can reach out to us.
I knew of a bride that had the stomach flu,
and that's what they said they had. That's what they said he had, some type of stomach bug. Because I instantly was like, nerves. He's nervous.
No.
And they said it's a stomach bug of some sort, and. That's all it is. So
I knew this bride. I know of a bride who had the stomach flu and had to leave the altar mid ceremony to go be sick.
Oh God.
And then came back. It was like, continue. Like, talk about dedication to, like, we are getting this done. I have purchased flowers. Everyone we know is here.
Now, what about?
I'd be damned.
Let me ask you this. What about you may now kiss the bride?
That's on him. That's psychic. That's like one of those, like, if there was their scope there in the rectory bathroom when you, I mean.
You may now kiss the bride. He's like, oh, no.
I may. How about a very loving handshake?
Yeah.
Hug? Let's hug it out.
Oh my God. Yeah. There's nothing worse when someone gets sick and then, you know, this is going to gross you out. I hope you're not eating breakfast, people, or whatever you're eating.
Let's hear
but
it.
Back when you could cruise Dodge, I remember we're all sitting in the back of a pickup truck, right? And this dude and his girl were just making out like crazy. Right. I turn around and I'm looking at whatever, and I'm just back in the U.S. This whole cruising thing was new to me. And then I turn back and his face is completely wet.
No.
And I'm like, what happened? And he said, she just got sick all over his face. And then I'm like, oh, I want out of this truck so badly. And then I look back and I look at, you know, back at them, and they're making out again. I'm like,
sick. Have you ever wanted to kiss someone that bad? Never.
I hear you.
I love my husband, but if he was just being sick and he didn't, like, and he was like, I need a kiss.
Yeah.
You're going to die.
There's no way.
There's no way. I love you. We have children and a beautiful life together. Yeah. You need to brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. And maybe wait a day. I don't know. Maybe wait a day. All right, we gotta get these numbers out. bpcrasher@gmail.com. That's how you reach out. bpscrasher. I'm sorry. Yeah, bpscrasher@gmail.com. That's how you reach out to us via email, or you can text or call us at 402-915-0962. I want to give a shout out to Janice. She just messaged. And she said, hey, guys, love hearing you again. I'm actually listening right now on the beach in the Bahamas. Oh, how dare you?
I love it.
We're kind of on vacation. I love
the
Bahamas.
Thank you for taking us with you.
Yes, Janice.
Did we order a drink? I'm sure we did.
Yes, we did.
Have one for us.
I need some suntan lotion on my back. That's what
so
I need.
So you don't turn into tan mom.
Oh, that's the gross. I got to find that photo.
We got to find that photo. There was one summer where he went a little pool crazy. You lived at that apartment that had a pool.
And I just sat out there every day, every day.
Just soaking up those rays and that Hawaiian skin of yours. Ooh, does it love sunshine?
Yeah. And I turned so brown. I almost looked like an ape. I'm not going to lie. I had the skin tone. It was like awful.
A gorilla has a tan mom. From the zoo.
Tan mom.
Wait, it can't be a gorilla. It doesn't have any hair.
Hey, I'm not a gorilla.
I'm not a gorilla. I'm a person. That gorilla zoo, can talk.
Zoo pulls up.
You live with us now.
We're here for the gorilla. Well, Janice, have fun in the Bahamas. And by the way, I ran into someone that we know, and they said, what'd they say? They said that you sounded like an owl.
I did?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know. It's someone that we know.
Said I sounded like an owl?
Like an owl. Like
a,
I'm trying to get you to fall for it, but you're not doing it.
What am I supposed to be doing?
You're supposed to say, hoo.
Hoo. Thought I sounded like an owl. Hoo, hoo. Is that what you're trying to give me? God, dad jokes. It's Friday. Just in time for Father's Day next week.
I tried.
He's like, I got to get this out of the gas tank before the guests come tonight. Don't say that in front of your in-laws.
Oh, I'm going to say it over and over. Are you kidding me?
I ran into somebody who thought the mother-in-law looks like an owl.
That looks.
I know. I'm trying to give it up. Give it some different textures.
I'm totally doing it. All right. I'm totally doing it. All right, so we got the Diddy update coming up in a little bit. Yes. Also,
Blake Lively.
We got Fun Factory. We got the Fun Factory going on. National Donut Days today. Do you know why that started?
Wasn't it the Salvation Army?
Yes.
Didn't it have to do with them handing it out like during either the Depression or World War II? Or wasn't it? Like there's some like real historical story. Like it's not just a random day. Like they did this. And it was meant to be something really nice.
They established this day, National Donut Day. For those of you who don't know, I didn't know until I thought it was just a day to eat donuts, to be honest with you. And I thought, you know, like Dunkin' or whatever created this thing so they could give away donuts and boost their business. Anyway, it was created in 1938 to honor the Donut Lassies and the Donut Girls. That's the organization they were called that. With the Salvation Army. So basically these women, the Donut Lassies and the Donut Girls, they would travel to France to serve donuts and other snacks to soldiers during World War I.
Okay, so that was it. I mean, I knew it had something to do with soldiers and handing them out. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it says, so this day is actually a time to remember the lasting impact of unique piece of history to honor the, you know, heroic men and women who had served our country. Whereas Krispy Kreme is giving away for free and using this day to, of course,
pump up their numbers.
Pump up their numbers.
We're a donut household. We have donuts.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
On premises all the time.
Okay.
The donuts.
Donuts.
Little guys? Yeah. That's the kids' go-to breakfast.
They have a local place here you got to try. It's called Square Donuts.
Yes, I've had
it. Yeah. Oh, they're fantastic.
Oh, yeah. They love donuts.
I couldn't tell.
I hate the fact that we have them in our house.
Do you?
Because it's like a siren call all the time.
Is it? That's what you like, huh?
I love donuts.
Okay, so what is your donut? Just any old donut?
Chocolate.
Chocolate,
but I also love like a good vanilla, a crawler. Okay. I mean, an apple fritter. I mean, I guess that's like less, like, but like, you know, when you go to the donut section, even like a cinnamon roll every once in a while. Like sometimes you go to those restaurants and they'll have those cinnamon rolls that are like the size of a salad plate. And you're like, good God, you got to eat like, you have to share that with somebody. Otherwise you're going to like go into a diabetic coma.
Yes.
I'm going to eat it all myself.
What about the apple, not the apple fritter, but the bear claw?
Bear claws are good.
Those are very good. I grew up eating those. My dad loved them. I went to Winchell's not long ago. We had to take the dogs. to the vet, and it's right next to Wenchel's. And I haven't been to Wenchel's in so long, and it reminds me of my childhood.
Yep,
that's probably how long it's been. I told Wiley I'll be back, and then I went into Wenchel's and ordered whatever I can get. It was packed, but that was the first time my dad taught me how to eat a donut, and basically you dunk it in the hot chocolate.
Oh, I
was drinking hot chocolate back then, but yeah, I don't even know if I've ever dunked it in the coffee.
Yeah, good. I love a good plain donut. Okay, so my absolute like die on the hill. There's two. I love fall for the fact that there are apple cider donuts.
Uh huh.
And
pumpkin, I haven't had one.
And pumpkin donuts.
Pumpkin donuts, huh?
Oh, pumpkin donuts, people especially welcome. If they toss them in some cinnamon sugar. Sometimes you get them glazed, but I mean, I'm just like, oh, you had me. And that's welcome. The thing. The kids, I know, donut talk.
No,
Mitchell, come on, you got to do the show.
Welcome to the fat podcast.
Did you just drop an F-bomb?
Gracie's going to have to beep that.
Marking this right now so we don't forget. It's Fat Friday.
It's Fat Friday podcast. Yeah, sorry.
I am going to one of my favorite bakeries today.
Okay, where are you going? Where's this? What is it?
It's up in Lincoln Square by where I live in Chicago, and okay. It's called Geraldine's. And Geraldine's. It is so yummy. They have this blackberry lemon scone that like I think about all the time and I don't allow myself to have often. But I'm meeting my daughter up there because they have this frosted brownie that she really likes. And there's a bookstore across the way. So it's this annual tradition at the end of the school year that we go to this bookstore and pick up the summer reading. It's really nice. It's a local bookstore, kind of like the Bookworm. It's called the Bookseller. So they actually serve wine there, which is really nice. And we go there. We'll pick up the summer reading books the kids are supposed to have to have ready for next year. And then we hit the bakery and get a little treat. I'm excited for the bakery. I'm like, yeah, bookstore. But like, when can I get my scone?
Yeah, so you think about it all the time.
I'm thinking about it all the time.
We stopped at a pop-up. God, I wish I could remember what it was. But someone had texted us and there was a pop-up donut place.
Ooh.
Right? I can't remember what it was called. But it was all gluten-free, dairy-free. Most of it was, right? And safe for celiac. So I follow the directions and I drive through a neighborhood. And next you know it, I'm at someone's house.
You should be familiar with that, with your bread business.
Yes, but they're selling donuts out of the garage. I was like, my God, why don't I do this? Out of the garage. But then I'm like, then I have to clean the garage. I don't want to have to do that. We did get a text message, about Benny's. It says, Molly, you were talking about Benny's in Chicago. I'm a lifelong Cubs fan. So as soon as you said Benny's, all I could hear is Jim DeSay say, if you can't find it at Benny's, it probably isn't worth drinking.
It's absolutely true.
Okay.
They have everything. Like it's, they even have non-alcoholic stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm just saying like for people, you know, because remember that was like a big thing, the mocktails.
Yes.
I went down that road. Yeah. Zero alcohol tequila, zero alcohol wine, all that stuff. Like you can't get out of Benny's. Like you can't say the excuse like, well, I gave up alcohol for a bit. They're like, oh, we got you covered.
Yeah.
Well, we've got mocktails too.
I tried the alcohol free tequila. And I tell you what, I was not a fan. It's just, it just didn't taste right. And all tequila.
Like I could
different.
Still remember everything. The night never got fuzzy. I made it through the entire movie with my wife. It was horrible. I'll never drink that tequila ever again. I drink to forget.
That's right. No, that's not right at all. But
too late. Yeah, anyway. No takesy backsies. You're like, it's so true.
So true. All right, so there you go, National Donut Day.
I love it.
Donut, I know. Go get a donut. There's tons of them for you. Also, the Switch 2 came out.
Oh my!
Switch 2 came out. Did you see the lines?
How quiet? My kids don't know yet. I don't know how
they don't know yet. The lines in New York alone. I don't know about locally because I didn't cover it on the news here. I don't know why. Maybe no one stood in line. There are people, Molly, that were there for 60 days in the front of the line, 60 days. There was another guy going, now I really feel unemployed now because he's unemployed.
You're like, oh, okay.
60 days sitting in front of the Nintendo store.
That's when There's a long line.
There's a long line of people. But
I wonder with the tariffs and everything, if that changed things, because I know that they were concerned about that, about like what it would do to the pricing or the availability. So I'm sure people were like, I don't know how many they're going to be.
Yeah, I know. I know the prices were going to go up. So the prices for the Switch 2 is $449. Almost, let's just make it $449. And then the games are going to, the games are like $80 a piece.
Yeah, we won't be getting that anytime soon. The Switch is fine. Yeah. Our Switch is fine.
Switch
it's one. Summer anyway. You shouldn't be inside playing video games. Go outside and get allergies and scrape up your knees or something. Like, I seriously.
So they're expected to sell about 15 million of those things this year.
I'm sure.
Good God.
I mean, at Christmas time, I could see that being like the family Christmas present.
Sure.
We're starting to get to... The husband and the boy are both like, I mean, PlayStation, you know, like they're starting to get into that territory.
Didn't your youngest, or not your youngest, but Declan, your boy, get a computer?
Yes.
So that's his thing now, right?
Yeah. Correct? He's doing all sorts of computer games, which is fine. Yeah. I mean, he hasn't said, like I said, I haven't heard any squeaks about a Switch 2. And I don't know if they just know... Like, that's a non-starter. Like, hey, let's hit up mom for a video game console just in time for summer. You're like, have you met your mom?
Yeah.
That's not going to be a good conversation.
No, it's not. That's a nope.
Yep. Nope.
Nope.
Oh, I'm so excited that you asked something that I get to say no to. It made my day.
It made your day.
Hold on, ask again so I can say no twice.
Let's do the Diddy update. Diddy update. I saw a line today dangling someone over a patio.
Yeah, so that's the, it's a friend of Cassie Ventura's, this Brianna. Mm-hmm. And it was like the apartment of Cassie Ventura, but it was the 17th floor and Diddy hung her over the balcony railing there.
And they said they don't know why. He just lost his mind. And
yeah, I think it's just supposed to be, because people... Some of the legal experts and even like the defense was like, well, what does this have to do with racketeering? And they're saying that this is supposed to build the case about the mob mentality that was within the Diddy empire. You know, this kind of behavior was indicative of the kind of bad news that was sort of happening all throughout his enterprise. So they have that going on. And then it's still the prosecution.
Is it?
So, I mean, you know, and we're only in like the fifth part. There are like 12 parts of
this
trial.
This is a 6-week deal.
I mean,
this is going to last a lot long. It's 8 weeks long now. Is that how it's going to be?
Yeah. It was always.
How accurate is that, by the way? How accurate is that when they say it's going to be an 8-week trial?
They're pretty good about knowing because they know how many witnesses there are. They know how long.
So it's scheduled.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You know, I mean, they knew that Cassie would be up there so many days.
Yeah.
You know, that would take this long. So the other thing is that there's a Jane Doe that's going to take the stand Thursday and Friday, and she's going to be reading text messages. They wouldn't allow the text messages to be shown, but she can read them.
Ooh.
So I can only imagine what fun is going to come from that. In other celebrity legal news, we've got the Blake Lively lawsuit, and it took some weird turns this week. She is retracting her claims for emotional distress against that Justin Baldoni. And Justin Baldoni's attorneys are like, what are you doing? And the reality of it is this. Blake Lively is claiming complaints she filed was for emotional distress, right? Like physical and mental.
But she's pulling that.
Kind of stuff. She's pulling it because Jason Baldoni's legal team came to her and said, fine, we need your medical records. Like, you say you had emotional distress and damage, like, prove it. Like, give us. And she doesn't want to. She doesn't want to turn over her medical records. I'm sure there's like all sorts
of stuff. Well, maybe she's lying.
it doesn't, I'm not saying she's lying. I'm just saying whatever, she doesn't want medical records for public consumption. So her attorneys withdrew that complaint. And the judge said that that's fine, that they can do that, but she can't bring it up again.
Okay.
So that's off the table now.
I wish the whole thing was done. I don't even know what happened.
Weird.
It's so stupid. You know, actors against actors, rich, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, I understand. But I saw the clips and I don't know what's going on with it. Did Ryan push her to it or something? Did she come home complaining that she was getting felt up or something? I mean,
no, I don't. I mean, you know, I think that Ryan is obviously a very protective husband, like most husbands would be. If you come home and complaining, this guy's like harassing me at work, no husband's really thrilled to hear that. I'm sure that he had opinions about it. Whether or not he was like, we need to sue this guy. Like, I don't know. But I mean, it's obviously, it's a PR nightmare. I mean, if you've noticed, there's not been a peep from Ryan Reynolds or Blake Lively. And they usually go to all this stuff, like the Met Gala, they weren't there. The Academy Awards, I mean, like all this kind of stuff is like, where are the Reynolds? They're not around. They're busy.
Is Blake still buddies with Swift? Are they still
that's the other thing. You haven't seen them out, haven't? I mean, just the other night, Taylor Swift was spotted out with Selena Gomez having dinner, which was sweet. Those two go back way back. And that was after, you know, Taylor announced that she bought all of the Masters. So she now owns everything.
She owns it all
now. So those two were out for like an intimate dinner at this place called the Monkey Bar in New York. That looked really sweet. Like there were some candid photos and it looked like they were having like girl talk, which was fun.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it. I saw some clip of, I don't know how old it was, but it was Taylor and Travis walking into a restaurant and just the pictures, just the flashes. It's just, I don't know how you do that. I mean, I don't know how. That's an idea. I have an idea.
Hmm.
Before we do our
garage donuts. Okay.
Garage bread.
Garage bread. And now what's our next idea?
For our live show, Saturday, July 12th at night, by the way, someone messaged me and said, maybe can you guys clarify that it's at night? Because we're used to you, of course, doing the morning show. It's night. Okay.
Yeah.
It said, because you were talking about the food at Herdat Sports Bar, I figured it was at night. And I'm like, okay. Yeah.
It's at night. It's doors at 6:30.
Yeah.
We start the show at 7:30 and it's Saturday, July 12th at the Herdat Sports Bar and Grill.
And tickets go on sale Monday, 8 a.m. Okay. We'll share the links on all our social just to give you guys a heads up so you can get ahead of this and get tickets and be part of the party. But what we do is I can hire a bunch of people with cameras.
Don't be needy. Don't. I can't. Just let me into my, I'm just here to do a show. I put on pants just like you do. They're like, are you actually wearing pants? Looks like you're wearing sweat shorts. Yeah. Well, one leg at a time.
So,
it would be nice if you would wear pants. Yeah. We would prefer that actually.
Just to see what that feeling is. That's a business. I can get a bunch of people to work for me. And so basically it's like catering, right? You call Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab and say, hey, cater. Well, they call me and say, hey, be a paparazzi for me. So when they're walking into restaurants, I can be in the old market taking photos. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. No, I hear what you're saying. It does exist.
It does. You can do this. I want to hire people.
Yeah, there are people you can hire for like weddings.
Anything,
and stuff,
I guess. Wedding though. I mean,
no, I know, but I'm saying like they'll do other things, like if it's like a birthday party or whatever. And the idea is that instead of all of the staged photos that you would normally take at those events, you would have somebody following you around just taking candid photos. So they're like photographing you the whole time.
And yelling obscene stuff. I want that.
Well, I mean, I think that you have to pay extra. And I don't know a lot of brides that want to have obscene stuff yelled at them.
I'm talking about.
What do you have to say about the allegations that your groom cheated on you at the bachelor party? No comment. No comment. You look amazing, by the way. That dress really pops. Who are you wearing? Jessica McClintock. I don't know.
Wow.
Jerry was out seen with other women the other night. Are you concerned going into this wedding?
That is called another genius business idea by Big Party. There you go.
We need to like get like a scrap paper box and just put these in. And at the end of the year, just like tumble them up.
Let's do that.
And pull out like the top three and see if we've actually acted on any of these. I am charging you with keeping track of your brilliant ideas. Not brilliant.
Genius.
Genius.
This is the segment. It's now called Big Party's Genius Business Idea.
Yes. So start writing them on slips of paper and we'll put them in a container. And at the end of the year, we'll see if you action itemed any of it. Garage bread. What is it? Not pornographic paparazzi. I can't think of the term right now. Not pornographic paparazzi. Profanity paparazzi. Hey, B, you're such a, what? This is my baptism from my baby. Exactly. What do you think about allegations that that's not your child? What? I gave birth. Are you sure you're the mother?
All of that. What other ones have I come up with in the past? I know there's a couple other ones during this week alone.
You just got to go through the podcast and start writing them down. You need to, that's your homework. You need to go back through, because I would say at least once a show, if not a couple of times a week.
Yeah.
On our shows, you come up with like, you know what I should do? And I would love to see if you ever do any of it. So like at the end of the year, in addition to us having a fun wrap up of all of the best videos that we've done, we need to find out. We need to pull from whatever, you know what? Magic container.
We did have one. Remember, I came up with the idea that this would be almost like a promotional deal. So if you have something that you want promoted, what we do is I essentially hire these guys that stand asking for money with their cardboard sign, but
that was a terrible one and we shouldn't revisit that. That was, okay, I wanted to forget that when it was happening the first time. I hate that we're bringing this back up.
it's part of the genius plan.
That one wasn't.
Yeah. There's other ones.
Oh, you have so many. Keep in mind, you have the pool.
Yeah.
Right. And you were talking about how you could monetize your guests.
Oh, yeah.
You want a towel, it's money. You want a drink, it's money. If you want to use the bathroom, it's money. So I'm just saying that's one that probably, that one can't be included because you're just cheap enough to actually do all those horrible things to your guests. For people that are coming over tonight, I think he's going to give you guys all a pass since it is, you know, a wedding.
I never even thought about it. I mean, if it wasn't the stepson getting married, I probably would hand out bracelets of some sort. Hey, we're not making any cheddar.
Like, it's a rehearsal dinner. A little tip for the bartender. You're the bartender. You're the father-in-law. Yes. Not for free.
I'll do. Would that be tasteless if I put out a tip jar?
Yes. So unbelievably tasteless. You already stuffed it with a couple fives and a 20. You're like, somebody was feeling really generous. Yeah. I saw you put the 20 in there yourself. You're seeding the jar. Just priming the pump.
I'm priming the pump. That's it. All right. Is that it for the Diddy update and the A-list
alert? Yes. Okay. Yeah, the A-list alert. That's what we got.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Of course, we'll keep you updated with that. And yeah, you're ready for the fun factory.
I am. I'm also terrified because there's always like something in there that is just so off-putting.
Yeah, I decided I'm going to. All right, here we go. Are you ready, Gracie? Super Gracie in the house. Producer, super producer. All right, V1. This is a hot dog for 50 people. I think we've all seen this one, but this thing went viral. Go ahead, hit V1, F1 for me. please?
Surprise my family with a giant hot dog. I made a custom oversized bun and baked it in the oven. Then I just grilled a 10-pound beef bologna for 30 minutes. Gross. By this point, my family was starving. I topped it with mustard and ketchup and sliced it up. It's the perfect shareable hot dog. And next time, I'd probably boil it so I could drink the hot dog water.
I love that girl.
I think you should be serving that tonight at the rehearsal dinner. Is there still room on the menu?
I can figure it out.
Surprise everybody.
I mean, where do I find, what was it, a 5-pound or a 10-pound thing of bologna?
You just go to the deli and just go, I need the whole thing.
I need the whole gross thing.
They're like, Hold on a second. We've got to get everyone from the store to watch this. Nobody's going to believe me. Frank, come out of the back. There's a guy buying a whole tube of bologna. And this would be an opportunity to make some of your garage bread because you'd be able to keep it and have it be celiac.
There you go.
I think this is one of my genius ideas.
All right, Ref 2, this is a new at-home workout.
Viral video of the morning. It's Korea's latest workout invention that gives the shake weight a run for its money. Take a look at what we found. According to the YouTube what is going on? What is going
what is
on?
That?
According to the YouTube description, this is for people who like to ride horses in front of their TV. Am I reading? What is going on? And like to giddy up in their own home.
What is this?
Okay.
What the hell was that?
What was he doing?
He was working out. He had it's some kind of little
the bump.
Like you're riding a horse. It's that you like that.
The YouTube poor thing. Women are like, I don't think this is the video that was supposed to go with the script.
A workout for people who like to ride horses. Good God. All right.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. All right. One wish in the world. F3 for me, Gracie, please.
If you could make one wish for the world, what would it be?
I wish toes had eyes so I couldn't stub them all the time. I wish everyone was kinder to each other. You should try taking your own advice, Emma.
Oh, my God. Look in the face of Emma. By the way, you can catch us all on the Heard That One, our YouTube channel. All right, if you want to go watch the videos too in the Fun Factory. Look at are you able to do that?
If you could make one wish for the world,
that face.
I wish toes had eyes so I couldn't stub them all the time.
Look at the side.
I wish everyone was kinder to each other. You should try taking your own advice, Emma.
I was like, what? Shut it, Claire.
Yes.
Nobody asked you.
Look at those girls.
How are your toe eyes coming along?
I think it's
you dumb girl. You wasted your world wish on eye toes.
So you wouldn't stub them all the time.
She's like, how about you just not be dumb? How about you just watch where you're going? Emma, you're not very nice. No, there's not room for nice when Claire's stupid.
Exactly. Oh, my God. All right. So now fashion advice. Got some fashion advice right here. Even. Go ahead. Gracie, hit that 4.
Hey girls, I've been putting my lingerie on all wrong. Oh no. So, if you could help me out by showing me how you put on your lingerie, just so that I can compare, that'd be great.
Dude.
It's a guy.
He's like, hold on, using a
one of those apps to make him look like a woman.
Uh-huh. Show me how you put it.
Why didn't I ever think of that? God.
Of course, that's part of your algorithm. You're like, perfect, taking notes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Why didn't I ever think of that? I don't know why. Yeah, all right. That's it right there. I want to thank Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab for sponsoring the podcast. You know anyone else that wants to sponsor, just let us know. But yeah, you can reach out to them if you're interested in catering at 402-504-3223. They're right on North 50th Street at 620 North 50th Street, right in the heart of Dundee. And you can also go online and check out what they got. It's fantastic. It's eatafkdundee.com. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
you can order ahead,
it.
Which is like something great because we've got Concert in the Park coming up. We got Shakespeare on the Green. There's all sorts of opportunities where you're like, man, I want a picnic. Well, AFK is your picnic spot.
There you go. All right. Don't forget, Monday, 8 a.m., tickets go on sale for the live show Saturday night, July 12th at the Herdette Sports Bar and Grill.
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 Grill. It's a grill. Not a grill. Grill.
Stop. I don't know. All right. I'm stopping. We'll see you guys Monday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Huda Media Production.